Don't get mad at them. But I'm going to read the Bible, and then we're just going to see what the Bible says, okay? In verse 18, he says, "For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness." They know what's true. "Because that which may be known of God is manifest in them." It's in us. Everybody's got it in them. You're born that knowing there's a God. It's manifest in them, not just around them, but in them. Now, he says this, "For God has showed it unto them. For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse." He said, you can't look around and not see God. Even in invisible things, you see God working. "Because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools, and changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into the image made like to corruptible man." That's where we are today. "And the birds and four-footed beasts and creeping things." Boy, get on that. "Wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lust of their own hearts, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves, who changed the truth of God into a lie." They twist the scriptures. "And worshiped and served the creature," themselves, that is, "more than the Creator, who is blessed forever." Amen. "For this cause," what cause? Well, they refused to acknowledge God. They refused to worship him. They worshiped themselves. "And because of that," and God turned them over. And they changed the glory of God into corruptible things. And he turned them over to uncleanness in their own heart. They got heart trouble now. And he said, verse 25, "who changed the truth of God into a lie and worship and serve the creature more than the Creator." In verse 26, "for this cause God gave them up unto vile affections." Vile means ugly, nasty. Yes. Vile affections, not tolerable, not celebratory. Vile, vile affections. And God did that, see. "And for even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature. And likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust one toward another, men with men, working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves the recompense of their error that was which was meet." Now that means something happened inside of them because they did this. They received something because they were turning away from God. God let them turn over these vile affections. Now, if you read that verse on public TV now, they'd crucify you. Yes. They'd crucify you. "And as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge," they won't think about it, "God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient." In other words, he turned them over to a mind that just can't believe anything anymore. And that's not convenient because you can't make good decisions that way, see. "And but filled with all unrighteousness," being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication. Fornication is any sexual sin outside of marriage. Okay? And it's adultery too. And it's homosexuality too, see. Fornication. "Wickedness. Covetousness," and I think that's where we're at in this country. "Maliciousness," we're there too. "Full of envy," we're there. "Murder," debate, they argue about everything. "Deceit," they lie about everything. "Malignity," whisperers, backbiters, haters of God. "Despiteful," proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, without understanding. Covenant breakers, lie, without natural affection, they don't even love the people they're supposed to love. Implacable, unmerciful. Now look at this. "Who knowing the judgment of God," they know what they're doing, "that they which commit such things are worthy of death." not only do the same, but look at this, but have pleasure in them that do them. Now just for a few minutes. I had to write a bunch of stuff down. I've just been thinking about this stuff, and I can't write all this on Facebook. They'll take me off. They'll burn the church, everything else. But our nation is being destroyed from the inside out.
Yes. Amen.
We ain't got to worry about the Russians. We ain't got to worry about the Chinese, North Koreans, Syrians. Our nation is being destroyed from the inside out by wicked people. The reason is not race. Races get along pretty good in America. And it's not religion. Religions get along pretty good in America. But that's what the news media say. It's always race and religion to them. It's called by leftist, socialist, communist thinking, sexual deviance, money-hungry people. That's why the Bible says the love of money is the root of all evil. It doesn't say money is. It's loving that money. They'll do anything for money.
Right.
If it means not building a wall between here and Mexico so that the drugs can come through and they get a little side off of it, a little extra from it, you know, or people hire people that ain't legal and they get a little extra, or they pass laws and they get a little kickback for passing.
Yes.
Anything. Don't get mad at me now. Now, these people's been, for the past 40 years, I've been thinking about it. My generation, really the generation before mine, but I'd say at least 40 years, they've slowly but surely taken over our institutes of higher learning.
Amen. Yes.
The colleges, the universities, even the seminaries. Now, I'm not saying everybody there is bad, but I'm saying the majority have taken over these places. Those in authority have taken over these places. Now, these people have educated and they produce several generations now of leftist radicals. Not liberals. A Christian can be a liberal. Liberal means you're open-minded in your thinking. That's dangerous, but you can be. Liberals are not dangerous people. They're dangerous to themselves because they're too open-minded sometimes. But they don't want to destroy the country. These are leftists, communists, socialists, deviants, perverts. Good Americans sent their children off to these places. They got educated and they came home changed. I'm talking about good people, godly people, Christian people, sent their children off to these bastions of leftism that we call universities and colleges now. Now, I'm not talking about going over to York Tech and getting you a degree in something there. I'm talking about going to Harvard or Princeton or somewhere that's supposed to be a great educational place. And the leftists hate everything we stand for, and they teach our children and our grandchildren to hate everything we stand for. TV, good example. You show me a TV program that's wholesome, much less Christian now. The family's made fun of. The mother is a terrible example. And the husband, they make a joke out of him. The children are brats and smart mouth. There are no good godly anything on TV. And see, those people that went off those universities got ruined. They came from good homes that paid good money to educate them, and they messed them up. And then now they're running the TV stations, and they're running the production studios, and they're the writers of the TV shows. And now whoever runs the media changes the mind. They make fun of everything we stand for. Faith. Yeah, they laugh at our faith. Don't laugh at Muslims, though, but they laugh at us. Don't laugh at an Indian faith that worships a totem pole, but worship the risen Savior. They'll laugh at you. You're a bigot. You're a homophobe and all this stuff. They hate the normal family values, a mother, a father, and children. They hate a normal home. They hate it. They hate God. They hate the church. They hate Sunday school. They hate the Bible. They hate salvation in Christ. They hate democracy. They promote perversion, homosexuality, socialism, atheism, and on and on and on and on. That's what they promote. And then they holler, you must tolerate us because you're a Christian. And you're a Christian, you can't get mad. And you're a Christian, you can't fight back. And because of our faith that they hate, they try to use it against us. Well, you're a hypocrite. Because you don't like that group. You're a hypocrite. No, I love that the people in that group. I hate the group. Yeah. I love the sinner. I hate the sin. And if that sinner doesn't have enough sense that it's killing him or her, I love them even more and would like to rescue them. But I don't have to tolerate it. And I don't have to bring it in my living room. And I don't have to listen to it on the radio. And I ain't got to read it in the newspaper. And I ain't got to watch it on the evening news. I don't have to. See? Now, they control the public institutions. Most political organizations, most major media, most public radio. Now, I'm talking about the people that's graduated from these institutions that have been destroyed by leftism. So those people have grown up, and now they're in charge of all the media. To them, America's to blame for all the evil in the whole world. All the wars in the world is America's fault. All the poverty in the world is America's fault. All the hate in the world is America's fault. It's all America's fault. If you don't believe that, you're not listening to the evening news and you're not listening to the college professor. Because that's what they teach our kids. They teach our kids that there was already a race of people here that had this place completely populated, and the white Christians came in and destroyed those people and stole their land. That's not the way it happened at all. They don't know anything about history. But for lazy people, that the generation we live in is too lazy to study themselves and find out what really happened, that makes a good sound bite on television. And it'll get them a vote, by the way. To them, the white man is the root of all these problems. I'm serious. Especially the old white man. Yeah. They don't hate Donald Trump because he's a New York Yankee, which is a problem with me. They hate him because he's an old rich white man. Old rich white man. He must have cheated everybody in the world because old rich white men have destroyed everybody and hurt everybody and took everybody's money. Let me tell you something. If you took Donald Trump's money and Bill Gates' money and all the other billionaires' money and your money and my money, and my daddy-in-law said this, and you put it in one pot and you distribute evenly to everybody in the country, to those that have and those that have not, distributed, and that's what a lot of them claim they're going to do. That's socialism, communism. But you do that, and guess what he said? He said the ones that had it the year before will have it back the next year because they know how to make money. And the other ones know how to spend it when they ain't got it. It doesn't matter what color you are. Amen? It doesn't matter what color you are. And by the way, all black people don't believe that. And all Indians don't believe that. And all Chinese, and all women don't believe that. Amen. But according to what we hear, because they own the publishing stuff, that's the way everybody thinks. But I got news for you. There's a lot of good, godly people in America. I still think there's a moral majority in this country, or God would let it go a long time ago. There's people that get up and go to work every day, and they're honest, they pay their debts, and they're good to their neighbor, and they treat people kind, they go to church on Sunday, they read their Bible, they try to live right, they try to have a good family, and they try to be decent, God-fearing American citizens, pay their taxes, vote when they ought to vote, and I think that's the majority of the people in America. But you'll never hear that on television. To them, biblical marriage, biblical manhood, biblical womanhood, biblical home and family are to blame for racism, sexism, and tyranny. Yeah. The Bible's the reason that women don't get ahead. The Bible's the reason that black folks don't get ahead. The Bible's the reason that the homosexual is a homosexual. And it goes on and on and on and on. That y'all can't tell me you ain't heard all this stuff. To them, all borders, laws, jails, police, military are unfair and mean. But now, wait a minute. That's the common leftists. The ones in charge of those people know better. And they only say it to get their vote.
That's right.
Let me tell you something. You take the police off the street, this police, as good as York County is, it'll be a hell on earth.
Yeah.
It would. You turn these people loose. You take the Border Patrol away, they captured 1,600 people this past week. 612 of them were criminals.
Yes.
I read where they took in over 2 tons of heroin and a ton of fentanyl just this past week on the Mexico border. And I wonder why politicians don't say something. I'll tell you why. Somebody's paying somebody. Don't want to build a wall. Well, there's a reason you don't want to build a wall. And it ain't a good reason. It's a perverted, ungodly mind thinking that way. And they're vile and they're twisted. And look, they don't care who if it hurts your kids or your kids or your kids. They don't care if those trade deals bankrupt every company in America. They did it with the cotton mills. They made those bad trade deals. You think they went in there stupid not knowing what they were doing? They knew exactly what they were doing. And all of those people are now billionaires. How can you go in office making $174,000 a year and in 10 years have $12 or $13 million in the bank? Money is the root of all evil, but it's the love of money. To them, we as Christians, we're all hypocrites, racists, and homophobes. That's what they call us. A fundamental Bible-believing Baptist, that will be your label. And let me tell you something. If they keep having their way, our way will be outlawed as hate. I think we're in the time of Romans chapter 1, 18 through 32.
Yes.
Who changed the truth of God into a lie in verse 25 and worship and serve the creature more than the creator. Another place said their God is their own belly. Amen. Another place said not only do they do it, but they glory in others that do it. I'm not celebrating your wicked lifestyle. I have enough problem with my lifestyle, keeping it under control, and I don't even celebrate it very often.
Amen.
And I'm not coming to your party, same-sex wedding celebration. I'm not doing it. It's wicked, it's vile, it's unscriptural. When you come out, I'll love you enough to tell you how to be saved, but I'm not coming to your party. A lot of other sinful parties I ain't coming to, too. And they'll call me unkind and unfriendly. But you know, it used to be that the godly people wasn't afraid to stand up for what was right. Amen. All right. 2 Chronicles 7:14 says, "It's my people." Are you his people?
Yes.
He said, "My people." He said, which are called by my name. That's a Christian.
Yes.
That's a Christian. I'm a Christian. If you don't like that, I'm sorry. I'm a Christian. I can't change that. Why don't you tolerate me a little bit? Why don't you celebrate what I have? Why don't you celebrate my biblical family? My biblical manhood, my wife's biblical womanhood. Who's intolerant now? He said, "My people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves." And do what?
Pray.
And then do what?
Then.
And then turn from their wicked ways. Now here's the church. We've talked about everybody else. Might as well get the church in on it. Our seminaries and Bible college have been infiltrated by leftists and liberals also. I'm talking about some conservative ones. And now, even the biggest, they call themselves Protestant, they shouldn't. Baptists never have been Protestant. They never were part of the Catholic Church. But the Southern Baptists don't know anything about Bible, church history anymore. They teach them that they're Protestants, that they came out of the Catholic Church. Well, tell me the name of the guy that led them out. I can tell you the name of the guy that led the Methodists out, the one that led the Presbyterians out, and one that led the Lutherans out, and one that, but you won't find the name because they never were in it, the Baptists wasn't. Amen. But now they're being taught that. Now, at their last convention, the theme was tolerance. And the theme was social justice. I've got social justice. It's called the U.S. Court system and the U.S. law system. What they mean is overlooking sin and overlooking crime, and because somebody's a different color or different religion or sexual persuasion, then you're supposed to overlook that kind of stuff. Well, we need to get back to the book, my people. And we need to, we need to turn from our wicked ways. I'm talking about the church as a whole. All these people that claim to believe. The church has become so worldly minded it's no earthly good anymore. I'm talking about the whole. I know there's good ones. There are good. This is a good one. There's some good ones around this country. But as a whole, those people that call themselves the church, they're so worldly and carnal. It doesn't hurt a wicked, vile sinner to go in there, and he can sit or she can sit right through it and sing and clap and walk out smiling, no conviction, no Holy Ghost power, no repentance. And how did it happen? Well, some guy went to college and learned how to be a promoter instead of a preacher.
Come on, man.
Yes.
And promoters make more money than preachers do. And he's looking for a big crowd to fill up bigger buckets. He don't care if your kids go to hell. He don't care if your grandchildren go to hell. He's got a position and he's got he's respected. He doesn't want to be one of them old-fashioned Baptists, you know. Ignorant Baptist, those old ignorant fundamentalists, you know. He don't want to be called that. He wants to be recognized by the world, because if you're recognized by them, you make more money. And there's some poor Christians swept away in that stuff. They're just swept away, just like there's some poor Democrats out there that love God and go to church every Sunday that have been swept away by these deceitful men and women. Throw the Republicans in there. There's some money-grubbing Republicans in there, too. They'll switch sides. Depends on which way the wind's blowing. There's some Baptist preachers that do the same thing. They'll switch sides. Depends on which way the wind's blowing. Tossed to and fro with every wind of doctrine, he said. He said, we need to pray and seek his face. And then what would he do? He'll heal our land. If we could just, the Lord goes to Lot's feeding him, you know, and he said, where are you going? He said, we're going down here to Sodom. We're going to destroy Sodom. I like old Lot. He said he thought about his nephew and his family. Probably 2,000 or 3,000 went in there with him. And he said, if there's 50 of them, would you spare it for 50? And the Lord said, Lot, if there's 50, I'll spare it. The old Lot got thinking, you know, Abraham got thinking, old Lot pretty worldly. Abraham thought, well now wait a minute. That's a pretty place down there. A lot of things going on. Some people probably got swept away. Lord, what about 45? If it's 45, would you spend? He said, yeah. He Jewed him all the way down to 10. He said, if it's 10, I'll spare it. You know he couldn't find 10 people? You know the only one that said was Lot, a just man? Lot was the only one. And he was a compromiser. But he destroyed his whole family. I'm not just talking about his daughters and his son-in-laws. I'm talking about his cousins and his nephews and all that crowd he took in there died. And then his daughters turned out to be perverts because they learned it in Sodom. And his wife turned out to be a hypocrite and turned into a pillar of salt. But Lot was saved. Now, you know, I really think if Lot would have got right with God a couple years before that, they all would have been saved. And I believe if the church will get right in America, and I believe if our church and all, there might be 20 in one little old church over there, and 10 in another little church, 100 over there, 200 there, occasionally you'll get a big church. If all of us just start praying, I'm not talking about some big organized thing where everybody does it so you can be seen. I'm talking about every church. Just get around the altar every Wednesday night and say, Lord, we need you to heal our land. We need you to heal the White House and the State House and the Senate and the House of Representatives and the Congress and the Supreme Court. We need you to heal everything, Lord, all the way down to this little church right here. Heal our people. We got people come here need it. Their family's going to be swept away if they don't watch out. They need it. We need to pray for them. So tonight I got an unusual request. I want, if you will, you don't have to, but if you will, I'd like for everybody to gather around up here, around the altar. Come on, if you will. And I want to pray for our land today. This is not the America we grew up in. Let me tell you something. I'm not worried about my kids. They're grown, but I'm worried about my grandkids. They're going to be made fun of, laughed at, persecuted, everything else. Just kneel anywhere around here. You can take that first row over there if you want to. Anything. Come on. Come on, Brother Danny. Help us up here. We need to pray for our land. We need to turn from our wicked ways. First, we confess our unworthiness. Then we pray for others. Danny, I'm going to get you to start us off. I want all of you to pray. You pray out loud if you want to. You don't have to. But Danny, go ahead.